It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Lenise Peterman. She is the mayor of Helper City. As always, there's a lot going on in Helper City. I mean, we just got through with the light parade, which was a great success. Lots of fun was had there. And now it's time to kind of look forward into 2021. Lenise, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Dave. It's always a pleasure to come in and visit with you and to let the community know what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, I feel that, you know, the light parade and everything that kind of surrounded it was a pretty big success. It looked like Saturday night you couldn't get that many more people on Main Street.
Oh, it was a great success. I feel like it was conducted safely, and that's really, to me, the most important thing, that if we're able to get together, that we are really protecting each other's health, and I was quite pleased with the outcome.
Most definitely. All right, let's get right into it. Now, if it's something that's going on in Helper, it's all about restoration. And the first one we're going to talk about is a block grant that you've got coming that sounds like to kind of fix some sidewalk areas and ADA stuff like that, right?
Correct. It's a community block development grant. It is run through our local Association of Local Area Governments, the AOG. So we're excited to submit a grant application this January. And what we're really focused on are different ADA areas in and around the schools, Helper Middle as well as Sally Morrow, and improving those because we have such a walking community. As well, we're looking at St. Anthony's, implementing a crosswalk, some handicap parking on the street there. So it's really global. It'll cover east to west. Trying to fix up things so that people can really move around the city freely, walking or riding a bike up on the sidewalk if they need to, that sort of thing.
And, you know, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on around Helper Middle School coming within the next two or three months as well. So it's might as well get it all done at once, right?
That's right. Get it all figured out, cleaned up, and ready to go. And I think it'll be a huge improvement, you know, for the students who attend the school and for the adults who are traveling that way to pick them up or to go to school events and so on.
All right. So let's move from one grant to another one. We've got phase six of the river restoration that's coming up, and you're looking for grant money for that as well.
Right. So we were able to, over the past year, amass about $700,000 in grant funding for Phase 6, and we're really trying to knock it out of the park. We need about $2 million, so we'll start again with our grant cycles this January. The first one that'll queue up will be WRI, which is the Watershed Restoration Initiative. So we'll be really working on grants with that, with the Outdoor Rec Division of Utah State, just trying to get that final funding in place so we can really create a great entrance into the river north by the Gelati's Pond.
And that's how these work, right? Is most your grant, you know, your grant writing and stuff starts all over again in January, so you can go back and ask for funding. Is that how that works most of the time?
Yes, yes. It's very much, you hit those grant cycles. They tend to have similar deadlines to the previous year. So, again, we're pretty excited about where we're going with the river and are just really looking to make this the final push and create something for not only our community, but guests and others to enjoy.
And, you know, I think that this year was probably one of the biggest years for people to see what's been going on at the river. Would you kind of agree with that as far as, you know, now people can go and float the river and they can, the walkways have been built to get down into the river and the beach and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, absolutely. This year, you know, pandemic aside, I think people stayed home and did some exploring that maybe they would not have done if they were able to get out on the road freely. So we saw a huge increase of usage of the river, and that's exactly what we've been striving for. And I think once it's found, well, then it's a thing, and I think it'll just continue to grow word of mouth, you know, people having a good experience in the river and so on. So, yeah, we're super excited about what we saw this past summer.
Okay, and let's kind of wrap everything up with some exciting news about the Rio Theater and some of the goings on there.
Sure. So we have a group that has actually relocated to Helper. It's an owner-operator of West Coast Support Services, and they perform lighting and sound for concerts, you know, and I'm talking, these are technical people who know how to put on a show. They've worked, Kenny Diggs is the owner-operator. He's relocated to Helper. He worked at Disneyland for a number of years, you know, running their live plays and musicals. So super excited to have him be part of our community. And we've been working with him on how to upgrade the Rio and what we can do to really turn that into an event center, a place where things can happen, you know, on the weekend, a concert, a play, whatever. So it's just so, we're so lucky to have met Kenny. We're lucky he's moved into the community. And, you know, we went to Eccles, and they are always so gracious in supporting Helper and things we're trying to do. And they have gifted us $25,000 to improve sound and all sorts of things, facility upgrades, and they've asked us to go match that. So we'll be pumping out some grants this January to try to match that $25,000 so that we can upgrade our sound equipment, our speakers, our microphones. Lighting will be part of that, and just really make it a turnkey type operation for people to enjoy.
And as you were saying, you know, it'll be great because it's just one more thing that will draw people into Helper, and they can do the whole thing. They can go to dinner, they can go to a show, and just kind of enjoy Helper and be up there, right?
Right, and it'll be great for everybody in Carbon County, I feel. So I'm excited, you know, for us to be able to do something like that. It'll just be a draw for everyone, and I think that's going to be phenomenal for us.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Lanise, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. And, you know, it's always exciting to get you on because there's always so much that's going on up in Helper.
Yes, well, we appreciate everything. You know, we were able to accomplish a lot in a strange and unusual year, and we just want to keep that momentum going and continue to make progress in creating a sustainable community.
All right, Lanise, thank you so much. You have a happy new year, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
All right, thank you, Dave.
Thank you. That's Lanise Peterman, Helper City Mayor, talking about all the things that are coming up in 2021 up in Helper City. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.